Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I was put together a little trivia question, a trivia contest.
Yeah, I've got trivia questions.
Oh. I'm shaking my head because it's the Bucks hosting the Hawks. It's not the Hawks. It's the Bucks. We're a Bucks show. We're done with the Hawks. The Hawks
fear
are
the
dead
deer
to me. It's all about fear the deer. It's all about Milwaukee. You know, recent deep dive into this series, into the Atlanta team in general, has led me to a place where I'm all in on Milwaukee. It's all about B-U-C-K, Bucks, Bucks, Bucks.
That's too bad. I mean, we've got many, many former Warrior employees working for Atlanta.
Yeah.
Landry Fields from Stanford. He's in the Hawks front office. Larry Riley, Rod Higgins. They're kind of, I don't know why you wouldn't adopt them if you're a Warrior fan, Dibs.
Coach Budenholzer, I've always been a big Coach Bud guy, and I'm ready for his
beard.
Big breakthrough.
I like the beard on Coach Bud. He's got it.
Speaking of Bucks, 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 coming up at 118, we're giving away $1,000. So stay locked in for that. Milwaukee trivia. We've got ranging from beer to geography to sports. I got a few trivia questions here, and this is for everybody. Which beer made Milwaukee famous? Steiny, I'll let you start.
Come on. Old Milwaukee.
Yeah, no, that's not right, Dibs.
Never mind.
Schlitz? Yeah, Schlitz is the correct answer.
That is
nice
right.
Job.
Thank you.
Let me quick put up a prop.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I had one last night.
Last segment. Whatever.
Props are always good in an audio medium.
It's 3 o'clock.
Much like when he's calling me out for shaking my head.
Right.
It's also,
Dibs, what's
great.
That? Yeah. Who is the Milwaukee Brewers' all-time leader in hits? Go ahead, Goo.
Oh, come on. This is easy. Yeah. Paul Molitor.
That's wrong.
It's Robin Yount is
it
the
It is
answer.
Robin Correct. Yount. Yeah, Paul Molitor's second.
God.
3,000.
How did I get a plus and then I got a minus?
It's a Jock Pretty warm up for me right now. This is like batting practice. How about another softball, Madsen?
All right, here you go. This is legitimately a softball that I threw in here for funsies. From which indigenous American language did Milwaukee get its name?
Indigenous language.
I want to say, I think they're the Waukegans.
Go ahead, Dibs.
Steiny, go ahead and step in it a few more times before you get that stick to try to pick it out of the tread in your sneakers.
Well, I know it's...
The answer is French, Steiny.
That's not the answer either.
Oh, I believe it, too.
That was running hot.
My gosh.
It has something to do with Milwaukee, I believe.
There you go. Come on.
Right.
Set it on the call this morning.
Bring it home.
Algonquin is the right answer. That's okay. Here we go. Who is the Brewers' all-time leader in home runs? We'll stick with baseball.
Oh, come on. I know this.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
Prince Fielder.
No, it's not right.
Gorman Thomas.
Nope.
That's a good get. Harvey Wallbangers.
Nope.
Cecil Cooper.
Nah, it's not right. We've got Ryan Braun.
Oh, I know. Dave Kingman. Dave Kingman.
Braun. It's not Dave Kingman either.
Second sample. I got that one, Ryan. Yeah.
Never played for the Brewers.
Check my second sample,
Dave
Ryan Braun. Hello.
Ryan Braun, 352 home runs.
He's on the Mariners, Donnie.
A distinct color of brick from the city's clay beds earned it this nickname.
What is Cream City?
Yeah, there it is. Nice job, Steiny. Here we go.
What is?
That might Cream be the most City. Impressive yeah, one. Yeah, yeah.
They got hardly. Goo, I got 3 of the 6 right now. Scoreboard. Only one scoreboard.
Who is the Milwaukee Bucks, our Milwaukee Bucks, Thank all-time you. Leader in made threes?
Ray Allen.
Yeah, it's an easy one.
Oh,
Ray
Goo.
Allen.
Look at Goo get on the
Ray
board.
You're the right thing.
Jockberty yeah. tomorrow, 12:48.
Which, yeah, a little Jockberty warm-up. Yeah. This major brewery nice. Is still based in Milwaukee.
Oh, what is Miller?
That's correct. Oh, nice job, Steiny. Got two more here. How many rivers meet near downtown Milwaukee?
What is
four?
Two?
No.
What is two?
That's wrong as well.
Oh. What is three?
More than one.
Yeah, three yeah. is three Number is the right three. Answer.
Yeah, the Monongahela.
No, it's
the
not
Allegheny.
Right. That's not
and
even close.
The,
You're
Ohio.
So far off.
Oh,
it's embarrassing. It's so
it's
embarrassing.
Austin, Doc, and the rivers.
It's, Joan. Dopey, sneezy, and sleepy.
Yeah.
The Menemone.
Yeah, Menemone.
The Kinnickinnick. And the Milwaukee. I called Menemone. Our Milwaukee station to get those pronunciations,
yeah.
by the way.
Wow.
That's not
Google
a joke.
It.
I did that. Shout out to Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Yikes.
Who is the Bucks' all-time leader in threes attempted?
Michael Redd.
No.
Great pull, though, with Michael Redd. Ray Allen.
Nope.
Red Allen?
Close.
Don't.
Debbie Allen.
Big Dog Robinson.
No.
Pat Connaughton.
Actually, probably the closest guess so far.
Oh, so it's okay. Gotcha.
Let's think eras.
No kidding.
Boy. Chris
Dave
Middleton?
Myers.
Yeah, Chris Middleton's the right answer. Nice shot. Dude.
Oh,
my got there
God.
Eventually.
Dude, he's good, man.
Supertramp, take the long way home.
Yeah.
This like disposable cup company has a piece of art.
Solo. Red Solo.
Yeah, that's
Red
right,
Solo.
Dude, nice job.
Is it really a winner, Steiny? No, you know.
I feel like I
yeah,
won.
Yeah, no, just one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you guys ever even been to a museum? Have you ever been to
yes.
MoMA, for example?
I've never been to Milwaukee, and I would bet that I've been to more museums than you've even thought about naming in my illustrious museum career, even though you are a man of nuance.
I don't know. Previous life, I got drugged to a lot of museums.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Steiny 1.0, the esoteric era.
Oh, that's. I tell you what, you got to go. You got to find out information about that. You got to go to microfiche. I mean, that is essentially off limits.
Have you ever been to the Louvre, Steiny? The most famous museum in the world.
No, I haven't. But Paris,
okay.
I've been
I
to.
I have, so.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Nobody's
you know
been
what,
to D.C. to the. African American Museum, just been up about 5 or 6 years. I've been there. It's, dude, yeah. it'll take you 6 hours to get done. Yeah.
Goo,
I'd
I wasn't.
Love to get there, Goo. Yeah. I haven't been, I have no. not been to DC in the
it's
last,
awesome.
Man,
it is
30 phenomenal. Years or whatever.
Yeah. Honestly, Goo, it was not open when I went there about 3 or 4 years ago. Maybe it was a little longer than that, but I did go to the Holocaust Museum, which is
wow.
absolutely, positively, it's just riveting. It's just I mean, you have to go there to experience it.
Yeah.
It's a very serious. I mean, I could just stop there. It's just I would highly recommend.
Very
it.
Heavy. I went in eighth grade when we were.
It's heavy. That's exactly heavy. What it
That's
is.
That's good stuff, man.
It's pretty amazing. We can finish up with the Hawks Bucks. You guys.
No one.
Yes, really.
No
You're
one takes
really.
A fun trivia question and brings it to a screeching halt faster than Matt Steinmetz. Of all the museums
well,
in the world you could have gone to, you went to the Holocaust Museum.
I started it though, Diz. Yeah.
I mean, I can turn serious with the best of them, and you know, I like to have a lot of fun. But
yeah.
I'm being earnest, and I'm being forthright. If you are in Washington D.C., I would. Absolutely. Yeah. Check it out.
Well, back while we're being serious kicker. And while we're being earnest, you're welcome, Bay Area listening audience.
Uh-oh.
Oh, unless the flag is up. Never mind. Might have been premature. I thought we just had... He's onside! We're looking for the over in France-Portugal, Steiny, and it's 1-1.
Well, I'm looking at Germany Hungary. What's going on?
Clean up on aisle dibs. It's a clean up on aisle dibs.
I got the mop.
Get the mop.
Can we VAR that? We got to go to VAR.
Hey, serious question.
Got to go to MOP.
Hungary's leading Germany. That's got to be an upset. Brewing.
Oh, it's a massive upset. It's a massive upset. And the goal counts. And the goal counts. You're welcome. The over has hit. The apology, Kyle?
Disregard that cleanup.
Major bag alert. Major!
Disregard that cleanup on aisle dibs.
Thank
disregard.
You. Thank you. Turns out nothing spilled. France, Portugal has gone over. Yeah. Yes! And the over has hit. Yes!
The over with a spectacular move.
Yes.
My daughter, Grace, made me a Father's Day card. Oh, you know, it was one of those she did on her own. And part of the card, believe it or not, had major bag alert, major bag alert. I swear to God, I'll show it to you next time I see it. Here's what I'm worried about real quick before we go to break with the Hawks.
Major dad alert.
Their big problem is going to be Drew Holiday guarding Trae Young. Drew can play defense. He's big. He's got size. He can get up on him. That's what I'm a little worried about. Trae can get over on tall guys, big guys.
Yeah.
Yep. He got used to Simmons a little, but, boy, Drew Holiday's a heck of a defender.
They should be worried about Steiny 0-1 watching him. Well, that's what they really – that's the real skinny. That didn't need they to say that.
I didn't know.
You're 0-1 when watching the team at live.
I'm 0-0 on the road.
Well, yeah, you're right.
That's why I'm here, actually. That's why.
You know what rhymes with stinks, right?
Oh, jinx.
He jinxed.
I got two cracks at it. They're leaving here with a split, I got to believe.
Oh, you're going to both games. Nice. Yeah. Nice.
And hopefully Brewers on Saturday, maybe.
We'll okay. See.
Dude, you should just get on the telecast, the broadcast. You're there.
I call that a whole week.
Make it happen.
Seriously.
I'm not sure what I'm going to be wearing or where I'm going to be sitting.
Be
I didn't
careful.
Come out here
we
for the nosebleeds,
no
though. I know that.
Suns in four with you. You know what I mean?
Oh, boy.
Could you imagine if that went down?
Oh, man. Can you imagine Steinmetz getting punched like that dude in the Denver jersey and it goes, oh, man. I'd probably get fucked. You know what?
He was asking for it.
Hey, Dibs.
Yeah.
Come on.
What? I don't want you to get hurt.
Big
but,
homie's
you know.
Going
to
be fine, bro.
Hey, I can see you like over celebrating a Hawks win in game one and maybe catching a two piece.
Him and Dana, right?
Yeah.
Do you think if I were the Suns and four guy that I would be fired? Or if I were one of the Denver guys who got punched, I'd get fired?
If you're the Suns and four guy, you ain't fired. He was defending himself. Right. You're the Denver guy, you're out.
All right, well, we can think about that on the other side. Here's what else we have on the other side. We're going to try to give away $1,000 splash for cash. We've also got lock of the day. Dibs is giving out money. We've got the notebook. And once again, we're going to take a look at the Golden State Warriors draft lottery from last night. What do they do now? They know the numbers. That's what's coming up on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
So, do you come to Milwaukee often?
Well, I'm a regular visitor here, but Milwaukee has certainly had its share of visitors. The French missionaries and explorers were coming here as early as the late 1600s to trade with the Native Americans.
In fact, isn't Milwaukee an Indian name?
Yes, Pete, it is. Actually, it's pronounced Miliwake, which is Algonquin for the good land.
I was not aware of that.
I think one of the most interesting aspects of Milwaukee is the fact that it's the only major American city to have ever elected three socialist mayors.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
Huh?
Oh.
Huh?
Huh? That's a movie I've seen. It's from Wayne's
Milwaukee.
World.
Yeah,
that was Alice Cooper, I believe. School's out. Forever, Dibs. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did for like summer, and then it's out, you know, forever.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, these guys are having fun with me because I'm in Milwaukee right now. And I got to tell you, it's a good city, guys. Fortunate enough to be here several times when I was covering the Warriors. And It's a lot of fun. It can get cold in the winter, but it's June now. What do you say we try to give away some money? Now we got to wait because I don't have the... All right, time for the splash for cash. Here's your chance. $1,000. Text the code word CLOUD, C-L-O-U-D, to 72881. That's CLOUD to 72881. This is brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. This is a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply. Something happened in Hungary, Germany?
No, you choked the reed. That's why we were doing the choke dance. Choke.
No, I didn't.
You had to pad because you didn't have the copy, and you had to refresh. And so I was doing the, I was, you know, giving the choke sign to the beat.
Love some artichokes. Love artichokes.
Mount Chokemore.
Yeah.
Artichokes, for sure. The choker, the old school necklace.
The choker, the Batman villain.
I like that.
Biff Chocoroba, who used to play for the Braves.
Paul George.
Hey, oh, too soon.
Sprewell.
No, dude, Sprewell. Steiny, on, we're at five. Yeah.
That was He choked me, Kev. That's my PJ.
All righty. The next thing on my list is time for Dibs to win some money for people like he's been doing. Can we do that, please?
It's time for Guru's Lock of the Day.
Lock the lady tonight.
Oh, yeah, you know what time it is. It's Dibs Lock of the Day. Brought to you by BetQL. Playoff basketball is here, and before you bet on any of the postseason games, you need to check out BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to help you make the smartest possible bets. Visit BetQL.com and use promo code BAY for 20% off. That's 20% off with promo code BAY, B-A-Y, at BetQL.com. Well, Dibs had a repeat of yesterday's lock. He went with the Astros run line -1.5 against the Orioles once again. Did they cover?
Base on a 3-2 count. There he goes. The pitch is sent into right field. Coming on is Stewart, and he makes an attempt at the ball, but it's in play. McCormick's going to go around third base and try to score. He'll be safe with a head first slide. McCormick never stopped running on that ball.
Yeah, he never stopped running, and the Astros never stopped winning. They won that one 3-1. Zach Greinke, 7 1/3, 5 hits, just the 1 run allowed. Miles Straw had his second home run of the year, 3rd one of his career for the Astros in their 3-1 victory, so they win by 2. They cover the 1.5, and Dibs, you've won 3 in a row. You're hot.
Yeah, feeling good.
Is it 3, Dibs?
I think it's 2 in a row, but, you know, Kyle may be counting the France over. Kyle?
Yeah, because I fell off Friday.
Yeah.
It's 2 in a row. I can't count.
It's all right.
I wasn't hating on your deals. I was like, I think it's 2.
You were, and you always have been, because, you know, you hate to see your boy have any measure of success. But I'll tell you what, it's something where you find your comfort zone and you stay with it. So as much as I want to get a piece of my bucks tonight, I think laying the 8 is too much. So I'm staying with baseball, and you know what? The pick is in. You're once, you're twice, you're 3 times on the Astros, but not today. I thought about going back to Houston, but instead I'm fading Folty because Mike Foltynewicz with the CZ ending, he's having a terrible year for Texas, 1-7 with a 5.59. So I'm riding the Oakland A's. Your Oakland A's, Kyle Madsen. We've got Caprellian on the bump. We're going to give the 1.5. So take Oakland -1.5 on the run line. It's +100, so it's an even money play. Ooh. Oakland must win by 2. We're riding with the A's in Texas for the lock of the day.
I like it.
Dibs. I heard Guru use the phrase "fell off." I forget who he. Somebody fell off. I can't. Every time I hear that now, I can't stop laughing because who was our guy in the golf tournament last year that had a little bit of a seizure? the last round of the Cal Pacific tournament. I forget his name, but Dana, our friend, was playing with him.
Yeah.
And anyway, this guy got a little dehydrated, and he according to Dana, Dana had to call the tournament commissioner and say, Dave, we got an issue. And Dave was like, well, what's going on? He's like, yeah, Jim fell off, man. And Dave didn't know what it meant.
It was Roger.
Roger. Yeah. Roger fell off, man. And Dave's like, what are you talking about?
I'm turning my mic off because I'm laughing. That's so bad.
It's so funny, man. And Dave was like, what do you mean? And Dana's like, well, what do you mean? He fell off. He just fell off. He fell over. And he, anyway, and now I can't stop laughing because of that. Poor guy had a seizure, and I'm like,
I'm going to church. I'm going to church.
Oh, boy.
Hey, we're talking about the pressure that Bob Myers may be feeling right now and kind of what level it is on. And somebody on the text line brought this up. I think it's kind of worth a thought or two. Myers and John Lynch, the pressure on both of those guys. Would you say one has more than the other? Or they're about the same? Because they're both sitting with lengthy contracts for the most part. So if you take the contracts out of the equation, you know, who's got to do more in the next 2 years?
I would say John Lynch. And again, it's always a little bit awkward when you, quote, take the contracts out of the equation, because to me the contract is the biggest part, especially for John Lynch, of the equation. If neither one of them, if both of them were in the last year of their deal, or let's say they had a 2 year deal to your parameters, I think Lynch would be under a lot more pressure because they've made the big pick. The pick is in, and it's Trey Lance. And if Trey Lance doesn't start in the next 2 years, then we've got problems. And, you know, that means Jimmy G did really well and John Lynch is fine. Or Trey Lance wasn't ready to come in when you needed him to replace Jimmy G, and then you've got problems. So to me, it's John Lynch.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Dibs, and I'll use golfing. You guys are two golfers. Your boy Myers has accomplished so much. He's in the clubhouse. Lynch is still out on the links, and he got to the Super Bowl, but he didn't get it done. And the chickens are going to come home to roost in this sense. Okay, the Niners have expectations, not next season, this season coming up with Garoppolo. Then on top of that, what Dibs mentioned, we're going to get to Trey Lance and see what he's about. And in this new era of sports, it ain't going to be that 4 or 5 years he'll be ready. With the people of the microwave society, we want to know now. So when you look at it, Myers has already been there, done that 3 times, as opposed to Lynch trying to do it. So he's still on the links.
What if Trey Lance ends up like Steph Curry, but Lynch isn't around to see it, if you know what I mean? Because Curry was drafted before Lacob even took over the team. And so I always think it's kind of interesting when people think of Lacob and how successful his tenure's been. And, of course, it's been ridiculously successful. But the big piece of it, he didn't bring Curry in. And so I'm wondering if Trey Lance, and, you know, it took Curry a while to get going. So I'm wondering if Trey Lance doesn't get going in a year or two, if Lynch may suffer the fallout, and then Trey Lance becomes a superstar that leads the 49ers to all kinds of success.
It's kind of the Larry Riley thing that you were throwing out on the thread, Steiny, where, you know, Larry Riley doesn't get the, quote, credit for drafting Steph and Clay, in part because he was gone by the time the whole thing came to fruition and they won championships. What if Kyle Shanahan is still around and John Lynch decides after a year or two, I'm good, guys. I miss my family, or I want to get back to the broadcast booth or whatever it is, but they go on to great heights without him. Well, then Shanahan would get a lot of the credit. And I think he will anyway, because the Trey Lance pick was a Kyle Shanahan pick to begin with, but I think it's a little bit of the parallel of the Larry Riley factor.
Yeah, I think so,
for me, Steiny, Lynch not being here, that means they didn't make the playoffs too. I mean, and Dibbs cited good reasons, but if it was other reasons outside of just what he's done, the team would have to just be in the tank. I'm talking about two straight years maybe of no playoffs, the pressure's on, and I could see him removing himself or being removed. But other than that, I'm so excited about this upcoming season is they are a player. I mean, you know, we've been talking about Trey Lance. He may have nothing to do, no influence at all this football season on what this team is expected to do.
Well, you know what? You bring up something interesting and about just how fast our society has become and how instant gratification is what it's all about. You do realize there's a chance that if the 49ers don't make the playoffs, that means they missed the playoffs 4 out of 5 years with Shanahan and Lynch. And just hypothetically, if the Warriors, you know, get banged up next year, they're going to miss the playoffs for 3 straight years.
Hypotheticals.
That's enough time for a lot of organizations, especially if you're talking about the 49ers who haven't won at all. At least Myers has some house money. But, I mean, I don't like to think about doomsday scenarios, but goo. If the 49ers don't go to the playoffs this year, where does that leave them?
In a good spot, just for the simple fact that they just got their new quarterback. And Shanahan's going to get to grow with him, and I believe Lynch too. But, again, I talk about from the Jackals, the media, what have you done for me lately? Janet Jackson. And you're right, 4 out of the last 5 seasons, they wouldn't qualify. Dibs, to me, that would be a bad look. And that's why, like this year, people expect the Niners – we don't know what Bosa's going to be. Looks good, but they expect him to be a player, and they're in the hardest division, arguably, in the NFL.
It's tough, and, you know, you look at the 49ers franchise history since 2003, only 4 winning seasons for San Francisco in that time. So,
Damn. It's
you know, they've had struggles, but you look at the Lynch and Shanahan combo and what this roster is bringing back, even though they do have a tough division. We went through the schedule, guys, and we all had them – as, you know, 10-7 at least. And I know it's always awkward goo with that 17th game now, but, you know, 11-6 is likely. 10-7, you know, they should be right in that mix. So if they don't have a winning record, then I think you've got real problems.
Mm. Yeah, I kind of agree with that. But, I mean, all signs are pointing positively to the 49ers getting back.
Hey, Sherman got a new team? Healthy. He hasn't, Richard?
Not yet.
Wow.
Not yet,
that's
he doesn't.
That's interesting, yeah.
To me, Richard Sherman's got the signing 5 games into the season vibe going. He's somebody that's probably
– that what you're saying?
No, what's
camp
that?
For him. No camp for him.
Exactly.
He'll just,
exactly.
Okay.
But also I think it serves both – he and the team, because right now there's not a huge need for him, obviously. Nobody's out there saying, well, Richard Sherman's a game changer, but there'll be injuries. And
but
then
the
when
locker
they're injuries.
Room, though, and the teaching, I thought, all the stuff that's so important in the NFL, where the Niners, I feel like, need that, especially with Robert Saleh being gone.
Yeah, I just think, you know, Richard Sherman's going to stay in shape, you know, he's going to do his homework. And you know what? I think he's the kind of guy that if he comes in 6-7 games into the season, he'll be fine. I don't know if he's going to be a huge leader if he's on a team that he's not been on. Let me bring Kyle in there real quick. Is there any chance that Sherman comes back to the Niners at some point, or that ship has sailed?
Sure, there's a chance. I don't think there's a good one, but he might.
Do you think it would be under the circumstance of they have injuries in their defensive secondary?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Okay.
Gotcha. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Kyle.
Kyle's
brilliant. We talked a little bit about this or that, where you go to 95.7 The Game, our Twitter, at 957 The Game, and we give you a choice between two things. And today's two items were online shopping or in-store shopping. And we'll go refresh everybody what we were saying. But, Kyle, I was hoping you could go check out what the poll says. Guru's still a big in-store shopper. Dibley and I like our online. What's the tally?
Yeah, in-store shopping currently losing to online shopping. Online shopping getting 57.7% of the vote, 42.3% going to in-store shopping. 19 hours left on that poll if you want to head to at 957 The Game on Twitter to vote.
I'm fighting for my life.
That's our this or that.
Get off of Twitter.
We got some calls. Let's jump into some calls. John's in San Rafael. What's up, John? How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Hey, I just got three quick takes here. You guys were talking about baseball earlier and the pitchers getting a lot of grief as far as the sticky stuff. I know a couple of you guys live in Oakland, and I just thought you guys should be knowing a little bit more about this kind of stuff since, you know, in the hood, you got holders, people that are holding for you. And I think that a lot of these pitchers aren't holding. They have their other guys holding for them, and that ball gets passed around right before it gets given back to the pitcher. They might be putting some sticky stuff on it for him, and then he's then using it. Second take, as far as the Warriors pick, I would say book it with Book Knight in Connecticut. The guy's a shooter. You guys were mentioning they need shooters. That guy can light it up. And then as far as Trey Lance is concerned, I would actually just hold off for a year, let the guy get some more experience, work on his fundamentals as far as throwing, footwork, and that kind of stuff, similar to Mahomes, ready for next year. And then you got that rookie contract for the next four where they can load up on free agents. Thanks. I'll take my comments up here.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Well, I'm very interested in your first thought. That is kind of...
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Interesting, and it
never heard of it.
It would make some. You've never heard of holders, or you've never.
No, I've heard.
It.
Come on now, yeah, the guys throwing the ball around on the infield. Yeah,
no, that
you now. That's interesting. But then the players would be cheating, in essence, the hitters, so there would be no big deal because that would explain why you kept saying, Stoddy, why are no hitters really coming out? And Mark Cannon was like, I got a job to do. I got to get numbers. There wasn't that, you know, ferocity that I thought we would get, you know?
Yeah. That was interesting. I hadn't even thought of that yet, for sure. Steve's in Folsom. Let's talk about Bob Myers. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to touch base. You know, Bob Myers gets a lot of credit, but nobody really talks about, you know, his draft day track record. I mean, you know, outside of Jordan Poole, you know, baby panning out last season. I mean, we've got literally absolutely nothing to show for our drafts in the last, you know, whatever, 8-9 years. So, you know, I'm just confused. I'm actually, you know, I'm afraid of these guys with those two draft picks. You know, it's almost kind of like a hot potato situation. It's like we need to probably just trade them if we can and just get a solid player rather than trust the, you know, the conglomerate, which I guess includes Lacob, to make the right decision. I mean, you know, we've been drafting stiffs now, and it's starting to catch up to us. You know, if we'd have just picked up a couple, you know, solid, stocky players, which have been coming out, you know, every year for the last 4 or 5 years, you know, everybody else seems to be able to grab good talent except for us. And, that's pretty much where I'm at. You know, I mean, outside of the other stuff, he's a horrible draft day tactician, as far as I'm concerned.
I think that's harsh.
That's unfair. It's not only is it harsh, man. It's unfair because they're picking 7-14 this year, and here's where they've picked in the Bob Myers era. Well, they picked at number 2 James Wiseman. The jury's still out. Nico Mannion was 48. Justinian Jessup, 51. Poole, 28. Pascal, 41. Mie Oni, 58. Jacob Evans, 28. Damian Jones, 30. Kevon Looney, 30. All the way back to Harrison Barnes, that was your last lottery pick. You've had one lottery pick in 9 years. So to judge Bob based on that, I think it's too harsh, especially when you look at, you know, those guys, Kevon Looney at 30, that's a good pick at 30, quite frankly. And the rest of them, you know, Justinian Jessup at 51. Well, look at the history of guys taking number 51 overall. Maybe one out of every 30 becomes a rotational player in the NBA. So I think it's a little bit harsh to judge Bob at that point. Now, these picks, 7-14, these are the highest picks they've had.
I completely agree with you. I mean, there's just such a huge difference between picking in the late 20s and picking where they've picked the last 2 years. Wiseman, the verdict's out. I think in 2 or 3 years, you might be able to say that it was a bad pick. Let's see what they do with 7-14. And I know he limited it to just draft picks, but there's more to a – like, shouldn't Bob Myers get credit? Like, when Jerry West figured out a way to get Shaquille O'Neal to the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, he was called a mastermind. It was one of his signature moves. It was one of Jerry West's moves that put him in a singular position among great minds in the NBA. Right. Why doesn't Bob Myers get credit for getting Kevin Durant in here? Why wouldn't he get the same credit that Jerry West got for bringing Shaquille O'Neal in?
That's interesting.
Let alone, you know, David West, I think, is another one.
Right.
Where why don't you get credit for, oh, just he was a veteran who was ring chasing. Well, you got to get credit for the moves that work as much as you get blamed for the moves that don't work.
Do you think it's because in the Hamptons the players were with him and maybe some of the people look at it like they closed the deal, guys, as opposed to Myers? But that is interesting, Dibs. He doesn't really get the credit. It's almost like Iggy, Steph, and Clay and all who were there, the players, get it.
I mean, you'd have to say that Iguodala was a great acquisition. And then I think you also have to, if you want to say he didn't nail all the picks in the late 20s, fair enough. But I'll tell you what he's also done. He's nailed the fringe players in free agency. You know, Barbosa helped the Warriors. Mo Spates helped the Warriors. JaVale McGee helped the Warriors. And I know he's had some misses, Nick Young, but he's found players. Who's that?
Oh, Wanamaker?
Yeah. But he's had some real hits that have been part of this team's success. And you know, it's tough to draft 27th. Seven straight years and put together, you know, kind of a big boy team. But I'll say this. There's no doubt Myers is kind of entering a different phase. And it's a phase of what's going to happen now. We've missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. Is that trend going to kind of continue? Or are the Warriors going to be able to get back on track?
I think that's Steve Kerr in the same boat. Honestly, yeah. Steiny.
Good call. Good call.
You know, he's the coach, and they've missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. And, wow. You know, everyone gave him a pass for last year, and I think it's right to do so. Pandemic, no Curry, no Clay, etc. Yeah. Okay, fine. And then this year, you were the 8 seed, and in a normal year, you're a playoff team. You probably wouldn't have made much noise, but at least you would have been a playoff team. But because the ins replaced the offs, you didn't make it to the offs. Well, that hurts. So now it's... To me, it's one ball and one strike in the Kerr and Myers count. Now, if you don't make the playoffs next year, now you're in a two-strike hole because the Mulligan year would be 2 years removed. This past year is a miss, and if you miss again, well, now, not that you're on the firing line or the chopping block, but if you miss it those 2 years in a row, I think then we've got a discussion.
And Dibs, you're spot on, but how about this? I was just thinking about this while Dibs was talking. How fair is this, Steiny, to compare the Warriors and what the Spurs did? They were getting, you know, crappy draft picks because they're always making the offs, but they made it work, and obviously they found a diamond in the rough in Kawhi. But what about that situation? They were like the Patriots of the NBA, but yet they kept drafting and reinventing themselves to where they kept making the offs. Is that a fair comp? Or Klay Thompson's injury throws that off because had you had Klay, then everything changes.
The Kawhi pick was a great pick up top, man. And they also had some real good luck with drafting players from overseas, whether it was Parker or Ginobili, or even Tiago Splitter.
Look at you with the splitter.
Yeah.
But this is kind of what we're talking about. West, Jerry West got Durant to the Warriors. That from the 501.
Wow, man.
707. Myers didn't get KD. It was the call from Jerry West that got Kevin Durant to the Bay. Yeah, remember, apparently, West closed the deal, if you will, by calling Kevin Durant.
But if you're the GM and you entrust those people around you to help you and to make, you know, make actions that help the greater good, does that mean you don't get credit? I think about my first title as a head coach at Drake High, North Coast Section. We're playing Crystal Springs, and we lost game one. It was at home, and we should have won the section championship. Well, my backup middle blocker, who I had pulled about a month earlier to go with Andreas Brilka, a.k.a. Tongan Thunder, he pulls me aside and says, "Coach, you need to switch the rotation. You know, Brooke is getting killed by their middle." And I said, "You know what, Josh? Goose," we called him Josh Gosliner. I said, "You're right." So I went and redid my lineup. I flipped the lineup so that Tongan Thunder didn't have to face their 6'7 kid anymore. Big Country, or Big Counties, we called him. Nick Hawley went against their big man. We won sets 2, 3, and 4. We won the championship. I was given credit for the deft move with the lineup switch, but in fact, it was my young junior, Goose, who who came up with the idea. So it doesn't mean that I'm a less of a coach. I think it was more of a feather in my cap to have the wherewithal to take advice, much like a Bob Myers did, where he, you know, used his resources to get the job done.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. I don't know if you were going to jump in there or not, Goo, but absolutely, positively. The guy in the hot seat, the guy at the head of the table, gets the credit and gets the blame. Remember Steve Kerr, his great move of taking Bogut out of the starting lineup?
I'll never forget that.
That wasn't even his idea. It was
no doubt, and he said it. That's why people pray. Yeah, but yeah. Steve Kerr shared with this, like, that's where the credit dips. What I'm saying is that goes a long way to a lot of people, because there's so many, I'm doing it Frank Sinatra or my way, but to do it and say that you took it from, I love people, guys like that, guys and gals like that.
Well, here's the other thing. Does Bob Myers get credit for the fact that the Warriors have the 7th pick in the draft this year? I mean, he made the deal for D'Angelo Russell and the pick.
Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he, Steiny? In a perfect world, why wouldn't he get that credit?
He will get credit and does get credit, but I guess it doesn't resonate as a monster move. But I'll tell you what, if he drafts a player that's a great Warrior for the next 10 years, that move's going to go down as one of his best moves that he's ever made in his tenure, if he can pull it off in terms of getting a player. Let's open up some notebooks, and mine's brand new.
Now it's time to empty Steiny's notebook.
Well, that's what we do. We fight. You tell me when I'm being an arrogant son of a bitch, and I tell you when you're being a pain in the ass.
Please.
Which you are. 99% of the time.
My bad.
What do you want?
It's not that simple.
Do you want?
Jimmy.
Yikes.
Here's what we missed throughout the show.
All right. What do you guys want to start?
Steiny, you got the new notebook. It's your notebook. It's Steiny's notebook, yet you've somehow dragged us into doing the work that you're supposed to be doing.
I got mine on the dock.
All right. Since he's in Chicago, let's talk behind his back. All right. The head man, the boss, who's now on vacation.
Wow.
We brought up the notebook to him, and we told him, you know, I have the notebook, and Dibs thought, you know what, that'd kind of be a fun little segment. And he was the one who said, well, why can't all you three guys have stuff in the notebook? And, of course, we were passive, and we said, okay, sure, boss, okay, whatever. But we liked the idea of you, Dibs.
Who's we? Yeah. Who's we like the idea? You and Mahigan, right?
I didn't actually like it.
Why are we doing it? He's not doing the show. It's our show. It's not his show.
O-U-R.
It's our show.
To his credit, he says that it's ours. That's what I like.
Right. It's our show until we do something wrong, and then it's Input City, Utah.
I'll be honest with you. I feel like now if it's just my notebook, I'm being selfish. And that's the last thing I want to be perceived as. Kyle?
Quitting gets a bad name.
Yeah, that one hurts, Donnie.
I was going to say I'm going 60 minutes. It's our show.
Needless to say, I was a big Andy Rooney fan.
Of course you were.
He came on at the end, Steiny. Yeah.
You ever notice that the Celtics just hired Ime Udoka? as a head coach. Becky Hammon was in the running. She didn't get it. She's still up for the Portland job, though. I wonder if somebody's going to have the guts to pull the string and hire her.
No chance.
You don't think?
No.
Never, or just not right now?
Not right now. You just nailed it.
Dibs.
The fact that we're still portraying it as having guts, someone's going to have the guts. And I'm not making fun of you, Steiny, because I think you're right. But that speaks to just how far we are from having this happen. It would take somebody showing guts to hire a highly qualified professional coach who happens to be female. It's sad, but I think that's where we are.
So in sales, Dibs, we had a saying, the dog and pony show. So you think that's what this is with her getting the second interview for Portland? Like, it's just, you know, a feel-good story, but they have no real intention on hiring her. Because I'm up here thinking, like, I'm looking at the bottom of the scroll like it's about to happen. I look at what happened in Vegas with the first openly gay player. Although different, it's monumental. And I'm like, oh, she's about to get to, you know, I'm feeling good. And now you say that, and I'm like, he might not be too far. We'll never know.
It's part dog and pony show, but it's also part where you have to get the interview and not get the job before you get the interview and you do get the job. And we've seen this across all pro sports. You don't often have a candidate come straight out of nowhere without experience at that level. So the fact that she's getting interviews and she's a finalist, that's great for the future. I just don't think it's going to happen this year, and that sucks.
You know what, Dibs? And I think when it does happen, when someone gets that first job without having to go through the interview process, that's what raises red flags. Like Steve Nash. I mean, Steve Nash went from not coaching to getting to coach probably the most talented team in the league.
And Chauncey Billups, I think, is going to get one of these jobs. And, you know, he played in the association for some 14, 15 years, but he's never coached at all. And here's Becky Hammon, who's been on Pop's bench now for, 6 to 8 years?
Right.
And yet, you know, he's going to skip the line. And I just don't have a lot of faith in it happening.
I got one for you guys. Was there any more of a non-story yesterday than Caruso in the Lone Star State getting arrested for pot? I mean, Texas, get your act together. I mean, I don't know what he's facing, guys, but it just was so whack that it's legal in many states. There's medical versions of it, and yet this guy is arrested at the airport because he had a little Snoop Dogg. I just thought it was a not. Well, I'm not him, Diz, but I'm sure he'll be fined, if not more. But come on, Texas, get with it.
But that's on Caruso. The state's rights have been a thing since the 18th century. So if you're traveling to a different state, know your laws and know if it's lettuce friendly or not lettuce friendly. So I'm sorry, Caruso. This is on you. I don't agree with Texas's policy, but it's their state and it's their law. And if you don't obey it, then you're rolling your own dice, kid.
What's he facing? Just a fine guy? It's not, I know you ain't in law, but it's Texas, but that's major,
but
right?
I've been busted it ain't like cocaine. About 7 times, I can tell you. No, I haven't. I'll tell you what, and this may be first of all, it is a joke, the inconsistencies from state to state, but it sounded to me like, well, first of all, apparently he only had a grinder, and I'm not exactly sure what that is, but it's not like he was carrying, you know, 3 hefty bags worth of weed.
Then
secondly, he tried to carry it on. So he actually put it through the conveyor belt while he was there. Better off, checking it, I would think.
Friend of mine goes by the name of Stan Snibley. Could have offered up some advice. Sniver Claus is what he goes.
Who had the? Who was a football player with the Wizinator in the airport? He was from SAC. I forget.
Najee Davenport,
back.
Right?
Yeah, he had that. But back then it wasn't legal, so that he was in real trouble. But your boy should have thought about it a couple of times. Stan Snibley.
by the way, the last thing. You mentioned Carl Nassib, the defensive end for the Raiders.
Yeah.
Last 2 days, he's had the biggest selling jersey on the Fanatics network. Interesting.
I don't think that's going away either. I get it. I understand it. It's a big deal.
A lot of fun today, guys. Go
Enjoy
Hawks.
Enjoy the game, brother.
Yeah. I look forward to talking to you guys tomorrow. Jay Billis at 3 o'clock with Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. To hell with the fans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.